The people of Israel were possessed of a magnificent ritual, every detail of which was ordained by God Himself. This has led some to argue for ritualistic forms in Christianity. If God was pleased with such things in Judaism, surely He will be pleased with them in Christianity, so it is urged. But this is to lose sight of the typical character of the ancient ritual. The example and shadow of heavenly things is God's account of it all in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Christ having come and redemption having been accomplished, the reality is ours. The shadows therefore pass away. Christianity being an essentially heavenly and spiritual system, everything connected with divine worship therein is of the simplest possible character. The contrast is complete between the imposing ritual described in Exodus and Leviticus and the simple order of things found in the Acts and the Epistles. Ritualistic symbols are now a positive insult both to Christ and to the people of God. To Christ because they practically ignore what He is and what He has accomplished, and to the people of God because they reduce them to a condition of tutelage. Surely one could not insult a grown person more than to engage him with a picture book of horses, dogs, etc., as though he knew nothing of the animals portrayed therein. Because Israel's ritual pointed to Christ, the smallest details are given. Nothing is too small for notice that in any way speaks of God's beloved Son. Our present study is Exodus chapter 28. This chapter describes the priest's robes, as the chapter following describes the ceremonies connected with the consecration of Aaron and his sons for the priestly office. The types of Exodus chapter 28 have reference to the needs of the people, those in Exodus chapter 29 to the claims of God. Let us clearly understand where priesthood comes in the ways of God. When Israel was in Egypt, groaning under the yoke of Pharaoh, God did not provide a priest, but a savior. But when the people were delivered, having come under the blood of the Lamb, and having passed through the Red Sea, then, and not till then, did God say anything about a priest. In like manner today, the savior is God's provision for the burdened sinner, and the priest is God's provision for the delivered saint. It is the holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, who are exhorted to consider the apostle and high priest of their confession, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Priesthood is not designed to bring man into relationship with God, but rather to help those who are already in relationship with God. Let us next observe the point at which the priesthood is introduced in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapters 25 to 30 are occupied with the tabernacle, but there is an evident break in these instructions at Exodus chapter 27, verse 19. Down to this verse, we have God's manifestation of Himself to man. In that which follows, we have man's approach to God. Accordingly, the first part begins with the ark and ends with the court. The second part begins with the priesthood and includes the incense altar and the laver. These articles of furniture having to do with man's approach to God rather than with God's manifestation of Himself to man. Now observe another thing. The instructions concerning the priesthood are prefaced by the oil for the light, Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 and 21. This looks irrelevant at first sight, but is it so in reality? Is it not to remind us that the God with whom we have to do dwells in the light? The time had not come in Moses' day for the blessed revelation that God is light and God is love. Christ alone could bring this to us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. But the type teaches us what is suitable for the divine presence. All works of darkness must be put off by those who would be before Him in the joy of His presence. Always means that the lamps were to burn with regularity. There is no thought of there being a light in the daytime. It was reserved for men in Christendom to invent so childish a practice. From evening to morning is God's word. Aaron and his sons typify Christ and Christians. The priesthood of Aaron's sons depended upon the priesthood of their father, as ours depends upon that of the Lord Jesus. They were priests by divine call, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4.